Welcome back, everyone. Thank you for tuning into episode 23 of the Crystal Habit Podcast. So this month, we're actually continuing our ongoing feature that offers up some practical advice about how to break into the game industry. Last month, we went over a high-level overview of the industry and offered general advice. We spoke to our brand director, a senior producer, as well as a senior designer, and to our recruitment lead. So if you missed that episode, it has a lot of fantastic advice. I highly recommend going back and listening to it. So this month, we are going to start breaking into specialties. The podcast, this episode, is going to focus on production, and we are going to have an assistant producer, Sam Goldberg, as well as a producer, Cam Zamble, to chat with you guys specifically about what it's like to work in production when it comes to gaming. Enjoy the episode! Thank you all for tuning in to episode 23 of the Crystal Habit Podcast. So as I promised, we now have two producers on the team at Crystal Dynamics, and they're going to talk specifically about production and what it's like to work in the game industry as a producer. So I have Sam Goldberg, who's an assistant producer here. Hi, Sam.
Hello there, Megan.
And I also have Cam Zambell.
Hello.
And she's a producer here also. So to provide a little bit of context to listeners, can you guys introduce yourselves first and then share a little bit of what production entails? So we're going to get into more of the detail as we go along, but sort of what you do on a daily basis. We'll start with you, Cam.
Let's see. So I've been in production for about 13 or so years, and I started from the very bottom as assistant producer and worked my way up, and now I'm working here at Crystal Dynamics. As far as day-to-day, I spend a lot of my day just interacting with people, managing them, helping them facilitate on their goals, and putting out fires.
Putting out fires. Right. Awesome. How about you, Sam?
I was going to say I couldn't easily describe it in one sentence, but hearing Cam say putting out fires is a pretty good description.
Yeah.
Every day is totally different. Some days I'm just ordering food for everybody and putting up builds. Some days I'm building Excel sheets and doing all... It is a million things in one, and it's pretty cool.
Yeah. Alex was on the last podcast. We did just kind of a general overview of the industry with some vets from the studio. And Alex was like, sometimes I'm taking out the trash, and I thought that was some sort of metaphor for, making sure things are running smoothly. He's like, no, I'll literally take out the trash. Like, if that needs to be done, that's something that needs to be done. So it seems like production is enabling people to be their best, helping the project run smoothly, and so on. I mean, would you say that that's fair?
Yeah, I agree. I mean, the biggest thing for me is just supporting my team to make sure that they're successful. So whether that's making, like I said, baking cookies or whatever on a day-to-day basis, I want them to be successful in what they're doing. So,
great. So what sort of education or training have you guys received? This is something that is actually very interesting to our readers, because we have people asking, is there a course for production? You know, like, how do you prepare yourself if production is something that you're interested in?
So I can maybe speak to this one because I'm relatively new in the production field. I've only been doing this maybe 2.5 years now at this point, and all at Crystal. And I never got any sort of formal education that would really lead into production. When I was in school, I studied art and programming because I knew I wanted to go into games, but I didn't know I wanted to be a producer. But when I started making my own games and it kind of snowballed and I was managing other people and helping them make games, then all of a sudden I wasn't making games anymore and I was just helping other people do it.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, okay,
like
somehow this worked. So I kind of had to figure it out on my own. But
yeah,
I was out there.
I would have to agree with Sam. I didn't have any formal, production skills or education. I learned a lot of that on the job, but a lot of the skills I do in my day-to-day life, like training for a marathon, is setting goals and helping to achieve them. And that's basically what I do. And I work with a team on a daily basis just doing that. So it's a lot of on-the-floor experience that you get. And my educational background is I studied German language and linguistics. So totally away from games. But I got in games because I started to manage all the text. And then from there, I loved it. And I moved on to the development team.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. Fantastic. All right. So you kind of touched on it, then, how you got your start in the industry with German language. And you said that you were making your own games, Sam?
Yeah. I found a bunch of guys on an online forum. I'll call it the TIGSource forum. They were running competitions. And I found some people to collaborate with. And our game came in second place in the competition we entered. And we had tens of thousands of people downloading it in weeks and stuff. And then all of a sudden we had a sort of successful multiplayer indie hit. And
yeah.
It wasn't just a one-off that I could do and then ignore it for the rest of my career. I actually had to maintain it for a year and a half afterwards. And
yeah.
By doing that, I gained the experience that I needed to actually break into the industry at all.
Fantastic. So what would you say, if you had to break down the day-to-day of working in production, what do you think is the most frequent activity to you? Are you in meeting constantly? Are you running around the office? Are you, like, what is the bulk of your day?
You know, I think for me, and especially lately, is probably just managing time mm-hmm. for people. Because people are working on multiple things. So it's working with each individual, understanding what their focus is for that day, helping them set goals, helping them manage their time. And it's a daily routine. Mm-hmm. So that's probably the most important thing I do on a day-to-day basis.
And how is that broken apart in the studio? Do you have teams of a certain size? Are you managing everybody on a certain project? Or how can you kind of explain the production hierarchy and how that works at Crystal?
Do you want me to start? I can start with that. Yeah. So usually a team, development team, is broken down into teams. And so we usually assign a producer that works with, I don't know, from 3 to maybe 8, maybe 10 people per group. Mm-hmm. And sometimes you work with 2 or 3 groups at mm-hmm. a time, and it's just managing their schedules and day-to-day needs. So I spend a lot of time running around on the floor assisting. And yeah. sometimes even when I don't even assist my team, but I help out anybody who's on the floor. Mm-hmm. So you kind of share between teams as well and help with other producers. So you're okay. a great helping hand, basically, to the team.
Awesome. How about you, Sam? Yeah. What are you, meetings for you, running around? You're always loading technology at places.
Yeah, I'd say my two, I'm a little bit further down on the totem pole than Cam is. So I'd say my two primary, if I had to break down my time, would probably be note-taking and setting up builds and computers and PCs and pressing yeah. all the right buttons to get yeah. something on screen and getting up and running. But on top of that, I'm also doing scheduling. I'm managing Excel sheets, I'm building macros and doing video editing. Like, really, it's all over the place. But if I had to choose two things, definitely note-taking and yeah. plugging things in.
Very much so. So I touched on this briefly because we do get a lot of questions about if there's some sort of curriculum for production, which I don't, you know, I don't think like Game Production 101, I haven't seen that. Correct me if I'm wrong. Is there?
No, definitely isn't. No. But a good skill to have, or at least I've found, is like just a really good understanding of Microsoft Office, which sounds silly yeah. and applies to like just right. about every business. But knowing how to work PowerPoint and Excel and even like making a basic website or editing basic videos, just kind of being a jack of all trades and having a lot of basic yep. skills under your belt really helps.
Yeah, I would say that too, because especially it can get so hectic during a project that having very, you know, difficult software to use for is just cumbersome. I mean, simple Excel and Word, mm-hmm. Even whiteboards,
yeah.
you know, simple things are the best skills to have.
Yeah, and it's probably not just knowing them, it's more of like excelling at them. Like, I mean, I've been right. using the Office suite for some time, and like I still every once will find a shortcut and I'm like,
yes,
mm-hmm. how did I not know this existed for the last decade, because this is like the most important feature ever and my life is easier. So I mean, that's right. that's definitely knowing the tricks of the trade, I can imagine, would be really helpful too. Mm-hmm. So we had someone ask, could your first job out of college, whatever you go for, could it actually be production? Or do you guys see production as something that you kind of have to be at the studio and mesh with a team, and then eventually if something opens up or you've kind of seasoned yourself, then you get into production? Is it an entry-level position?
I would say yes, because that's basically where I started at. And
yeah, that's what I did too. I showed okay. up right out of, well, like a year out of college after yeah. doing my own stuff, but yeah.
Yeah, and I think when it's going through the interview process and really like meshing with the team, like you said, mm-hmm. And being able to, you know, give really good examples in your own life experience and through school that are in relation to management of people is kind of how I got in.
Yep. So. Okay. So is there anything that you can recommend in terms of projects or how someone can kind of keep track and keep tabs of the things that they've done in their personal life or just projects they've taken on that would lend to showing they are a good producer?
You know, I guess I can give one good example is, and this is just my own personal one, is I always identify production with how I train for a triathlon. Mm-hmm. So I'm a person who's able to identify my end goal and sub-goals to reach that, and a plan of how to achieve it, right, and how I can show my success. Mm-hmm. So if you were to take just that model itself and apply it to a school project you did or something you did on your own, like what Sam did, is a perfect example to show that you've got experience.
Okay, very cool.
My general advice isn't necessarily applicable to just production, but for the game industry as a whole, is to just start making games. Like, as I was looking for jobs at big studios and stuff, I was also playing around in Game Maker and Flash and making little weird games on weekends and in the afternoons. And just putting those out there on the internet for people to play and get feedback really helps kind of build up your skills and also build a portfolio and a resume and can lead to a lot of other things.
Yeah. So speaking of kind of dabbling in other areas, we had quite a few questions about how impactful is production on game design or any of the creative direction. Do you get to dabble in that or influence that? Or again, is it more about like the bigger picture of the project?
I think it's generally about the bigger picture, but there are often little opportunities here and there where you can kind of sneak in a little idea or get your fingerprint on the game somehow or another.
Okay.
So yeah, looking back to TR9, I don't think I ever, never made any content or I never did anything, but I remember we're having a lot of difficulty licensing a piece of music. So I had to spend like 2 weeks wrestling over this piece of licensed music. And I was like, oh, I sort of contributed this song to the game a little bit. That's sort of mine. So you got little stuff like that.
Yeah, but, well, even the VO too, you know, we do team VO and you get plenty of opportunities to actually go into the recording studio and record some VO for the game, which is great to hear. Also, you know, you're kind of in the game every day. You're playing the game every day. So it's always, I always give comments whether they're relevant or not, and people are always open to listen to them. So sometimes your small little idea kind of turns into a design, you know, and you just never know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I'm definitely getting the impression that production is, it would be a good outlet for people who are exceptionally well organized and personable and so on, but may not have the technical skills. They know that they want to work in gaming somehow, but they're more of like the team leader.
Leadership, communication, organization, project management, and a lot of times I remember getting those skill sets at the university level. So you can bring those definitely into an entry position in production.
Great. Okay, so looking at production, what is the potential advancement for a producer? Is assistant producer kind of the foundation? Is that where you start off? Is there something even before that?
I think that's generally where you start off. When I started at the studio, I started as a production assistant, and then they switched my noun and my adjective, and I became an assistant producer.
Okay.
But yeah, this is pretty much the bottom of the totem pole, and then you slowly work your way up from here.
So did you, was it just the title change, or did you have any new responsibilities when you went to assistant producer?
I've been constantly gaining new responsibilities in the entire time that I've been here, so there wasn't like a switch was flipped and all of a sudden I got a new title and I got new responsibilities, but kind of as I was progressing to that point, I was managing people a little bit more, I was more on the floor, I was kind of given a longer leash and more leeway to make my own decisions and calls and stuff.
So when you say on the floor, do you mean, because I can never find either of you two, so you really are on the floor. Is a lot of your day just walking around talking to people then? I mean, do you just go up and down the aisles and see if people need help, or how do you on the floor?
Wow, yes, I'm all over the floor. I work with directors right now, which are probably the funnest to rally into meetings and work to get answers out of. So I spend a lot of my time just getting them to meetings and getting them out of meetings and then searching for people. A lot of times you're tracking down answers and status on stuff, so I may need to go to a dev to get the latest status and then communicate that to one of the directors or vice versa. So it could be anything and everything.
I like that. You help keep people's heads on straight. That would be really nice to have, like, someone, if a meeting was running long, they come in and say, no, you're needed somewhere else.
Basically pull them out of the meeting and send them into another. So.
I like that. So then, Cam, you are a producer. What are there any responsibilities that you have that maybe an assistant producer wouldn't have just yet?
I guess as you grow through your career, you start to learn additional skills. You start to work towards more of a leadership. So perhaps I remember as assistant producer, I was doing some of the things that Sam was doing, which is just, you know, assisting, say, another producer or assisting a dev to, you know, accomplish something. Now I'm to the point where I'm actually helping, say, the lead producer set goals for the team. I'm also helping the team learn about team management and also kind of developing those leadership skills to kind of, you know, drive a team to success, because there is outlining goals and tasks, but how do you motivate that team to actually, you know, have the passion and energy to achieve them throughout the week?
Okay. So. And then what about, is executive producer then the step above? Can you speak to at all what like a difference between an executive producer and a producer would be?
It is another step for you. So a lot in my career, I tend to have gone wide. So I learned an array of skills, and now I'm starting to accelerate on a few of them and starting to go further on them. And so executive producer would be more in charge of the whole team.
Okay.
And you know, working with a production lead who drives a production team. So it's further up, answering to, you know, more wider outlook of the game development process, then more down in the details and on the floor.
Okay. And so some of those things would be, and if you can't speak to this, that's fine, but some of those things would be like the EPs generally do more with like the budgets and so on, and like the high Correct. End, super high end, mm-hmm. big Yes. picture stuff.
Yeah, they Okay. certainly are. And they're kind of managing that level of information and then communicating that down to the team.
Okay, great. And then you guys would establish how to reach those goals Yes. and how to. Great. What would you say is the best and the most difficult aspect of being a producer? So what's your favorite thing and what is kind of the toughest part of the job?
I think my favorite thing is probably coming in and having something totally new to do every day. Like,
I can imagine.
I'm a bit of an ADD person, and I like trying out new things and coming onto new projects and learning new skills. So one day I come in and I have to learn how to script something in our game GUI, and then the next day I'm figuring out how to be a video editor. And I just love that it changes every single day, and I'm always having a chance to learn something new. And
yeah, it's like a
people.
Continued education, it seems like.
Yeah, it's really fantastic.
Yeah, I have to agree with Sam, too. I think I would definitely get bored if I was doing the same thing every day. And so every day is different for me. And when I don't have anything to do, I feel really odd. So I find things for the team to do, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I think that keeps me going through the day.
Yeah.
Cool. And what about the toughest aspect?
I mean, there's a lot of challenges you run through, but part of being in this job is I love tackling those challenges.
The toughest thing for me is that producers are often the delivers of bad news. So if we're behind schedule, something's getting cut, we got to be the ones to stand up and say, hey, we got to get this feature. Hey, we're working this weekend. And it is never fun to be the bearer of bad news. So that's often something that falls on our shoulders.
I can imagine that's a little tough. But I hope the team understands that. You guys, the teams would understand that you're just the bearer.
Yes. And that's part of, too, of your job is really working and building those relationships with each of the devs. So, you do deliver bad news, but we're all on the same team, right?
Yeah.
In the same boat. So we're always there to help them succeed at it. So.
I can imagine you also get to deliver good news.
Oh, though. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. That helps balance it out a little bit. So, Sam, your answer actually made me think of another question then. Mm-hmm. What about the weirdest thing you've ever had to do? So you said, like, every day is a new challenge. Have you ever been, like, asked to do something totally bizarre or research something? Or?
Oh, yeah. So I have two that I would call out. So the first one was very early when I started working here, so I thought it was the coolest thing in the world. But we were having some trouble with kind of pacing in Tomb Raider 9, so one of my tasks was to watch the movie Aliens and make a very detailed spreadsheet of the pacing throughout the entire movie, documenting who was in what scene and when they died and when they were introduced. So that's pretty bizarre. And the other really weird thing I wound up doing was I was working with the audio team, and we were looking for kind of just generic my house is burning down sounds. So we took some microphones out to the field, and there were like 10 developers just running around screaming so we could get the sound of chaos. And it was just the funniest thing in the world. I really enjoyed that one.
I thought that you were actually going to go somewhere like insane.
No,
we were
going to start burning down people. Yeah, we kidnapped a couple people. We locked them up. We hit some mics.
Right, no, maybe we need to cut that from the podcast so we can keep you in the studio and out of jail. How about you, Cam? Anything bizarre? Do you do some interesting things in your personal life with like sport shooting and so on? Did you ever get to do anything related to Tomb Raider in production, like show people weapons or go to ranges or anything like that?
Yeah, on the side I do actually shoot guns. Mm-hmm. And the thing that was interesting when I got onto TR9 was like, okay, now I'm doing a game that actually has weapons, because I've been working on The Sims and Spores, totally different game genre. And so I was like, oh, this is great, awesome. Well, I shoot these rifles, I shoot these pistols. So I was able to kind of give feedback on that. And we did mocap sessions where, you know, I was, you know, demonstrating how to shoot a pistol, those type of things.
See, that's super cool. That's neat to know. Mm-hmm. I like that. We touch on this very lightly, but when applying for a production role, you can't really submit a portfolio, can you? What do you submit? Or is it all about the resume and highlighting the projects? Or
I think it's mostly about the resume. But again, I was kind of lucky going into it that I sort of did have a portfolio just because I had been making games and some of them had snowballed into popularity. So I think if you do have that, you're probably very lucky, but it's a fantastic thing to have because that's what they're used to looking for artists or designers or audio guys or whatever.
Okay,
but if not, just having a good, strong resume with leadership skills, basic management stuff, office software is pretty helpful too.
Yeah, I would have to agree with that too. And definitely when you are in the interview process, is we're looking for great examples of where you've shown examples of leadership, of management, of, you know, delivery on projects. So, and the other thing too is getting to know people in the industry. You do a lot of networking. Mm-hmm. You know, San Francisco's great for that. And if you're getting out of school, I recommend highly to be attending game shows and making those connections. Because once people start to know you, then your name gets around.
Yeah, exactly.
And that gives you a great opportunity for an interview.
Great. Okay. We touched briefly on the tools, on Microsoft, the Office suite, and so on. Is there anything that's non-proprietary, obviously? Any sort of tools that are beyond that spectrum that you guys recommend using? Any sort of specialty project management tools or goal tracking software or things that people could look into that might be helpful? Or can you really get by with just like the Office suite most of the time?
You can probably get by with the Office suite most of the time.
Really?
I mean, I found... This is not related to like bug tracking or task tracking or scheduling or any of that stuff, but I found just kind of having a good sense of like, just, I don't know how to articulate it. A good sense of kind of other software is helpful because like going back to video editing, this is something I've helped out with a lot is we don't have a video editor on the team. And often when there's a hole to fill, they're like, oh, is there a producer that can sort of figure that out and patch that hole? So
some multimedia tools.
Yeah.
Might
so
be
just
helpful.
Kind of a general sense of how movies are made,
Flash,
how films are
great.
Made or how games are made. Yeah. Flash. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Basic scripting, VBA, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. So being able to just diversify the programs that you can work with would not be a bad thing.
No, certainly wouldn't be a bad thing. It just kind of gives you another point in your, you know, if you're interviewing to like, well, if you had those additional software skills, it's great. Mm-hmm.
We had a couple of people actually write and say that they were in high school or just about to enter college, and they are very interested in production. Is there anything in particular for sort of the younger crowd that you could recommend? I mean, like getting involved in like charity, like helping run charity drives or things that they can do at their level and at their age that might be helpful to sort of start building those.
I did at that age, which I had no idea would lead into game design, but I've later found was very helpful, was I was doing a lot of volunteering as a tour guide. Like I worked for a whale watching ship. I worked at a couple of museums, and it kind of just gave me some confidence for public speaking and leading people around and kind of keeping track of a group of people.
Making sure you don't lose someone.
Making sure things are going on. So yeah, just kind of working with people in general and having some sort of vaguely leadership-ish sort of role is definitely helpful.
So just look out for any of those opportunities.
There's a lot of community, like you said, community events that you could actually volunteer for and get recognized for the work that you do and be able to bring those, as examples of your work.
It seems like if there aren't opportunities, the whole point of production may be to create your own opportunity.
Certainly.
So if you are interested in production, maybe start your own team or start your own charity drive or start your own, organization.
Initiative.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
That sounds great. What do you, leading off of that question, do you think that producers have to, I know it would be helpful, obviously, to understand how game design works and to have worked in a studio before, but do you feel like you don't have to come from the game industry to be a successful producer? Or is that, obviously it's an advantage, but it's not a deal breaker?
I don't have the greatest experience on this. I don't think it would be a deal breaker. I think somebody coming in with just good general project management skills could probably pick up the game part of it pretty quickly.
Yes, I would have to agree with that.
Okay. Great. A couple more questions, or maybe just a single. So what's the single biggest piece of advice you would offer up to someone who wants to get his or her feet wet in the industry, specifically with production?
I mentioned it earlier, but my advice for anybody who wants to get in the industry is just start doing. If you want to be an artist, start drawing. If you want to be a programmer, start coding. If you want to be a producer, well, you might have to cheat around a little bit, but find some other people to start programming and doing art with.
Yeah,
just start demonstrating that you're capable of doing those things, and you can learn a ton just by doing instead of sitting in a class or reading a book. So,
I can imagine you could just internet and find people that are, you know, find a stray artist over here and a stray programmer over here and bring them together.
There are so many communities and there's so many people trying to get in the game industry and they go online to kind of find other people, other like-minded people. So yeah, there are definitely tons of opportunities out there to start doing.
Assemble your Avengers if you need to. Exactly. Make your own team and start producing, start going.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think experience, you know, and anything you do towards games is going to get you closer towards having a career in it. And so, yeah, you can sit and learn a lot in school, but it's really that experience and, you know, production of games and making games that's going to move you forward.
Sounds wonderful. It sounds like it's actually a pretty cool thing to be tasked with, which is create your own opportunities and execute your own opportunities, because then you have so much choice mm-hmm. in what you want to do. You know, yes. Like I need to build my resume up and get some project management, and you can pick and funnel all of your energy into something that you want to.
That's exactly.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, Cam and Sam.
Thank you.
I think that this has been really interesting and great advice for our listeners. So until next time. And that wraps up the Crystal Habit Podcast, episode 23. I hope you found all of that information very useful. Next month, we'll be back with another focus on, we're most likely going to look at game design, but we'll also break into, you know, animation and art and so on in the coming months. So remember, if you have specific questions that you'd like to know about a particular specialty in gaming, you can send your questions to community@crystald.com. We really want to make sure that you guys are involved and that you're finding this practical and helpful to your game industry pursuits. Until next time.